الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فانزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala had commanded the Bani Israel that they would enter Baytul Muqaddas and Allah would make their entering very easy for them, and they would have the great barakat, the great blessings which are in those blessed places. Alladhi barakna hawlahu. Great, great barakat Allah had given materially, physically also, spiritually also in those places. And Allah Ta'ala said, when you enter, then make sajda and enter. In other words, humble yourself, as we had heard about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he conquered Makkah Sharif, with what humility and humbleness he entered. In the same way, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he conquered Persia, in which way, with great humility, and all the righteous leaders, how they had always, when Allah had honored them with great honor, but they showed their total humbleness. So Allah Ta'ala told the Bani Israel also that they should be making sajda and enter. And the other, they were told that they should say that, oh Allah, forgive us, keep on asking for forgiveness. And between the two, physical humbleness and seeking for forgiveness, comes the condition of great humility and thankfulness to Allah Ta'ala. But the Bani Israel, who are a nation bent on transgression, disobedience of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, so they changed it. Allah says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلِمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. پھر بدل ڈالا ظالموں نے بات کو خلاف اس کے جو کہہ دی گئی تھی ان سے. Then these great wrongdoers, الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, they changed those words also which Allah Ta'ala told them, that, oh Allah, forgive us, حِطَّةٌ. And they changed it into حِنْطَةٌ. And other words they had said, which was of making a mockery of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. They entered, instead of in the condition of sajda, humbling themselves, they were set on their buttocks and they entered in that way. In other words, an open mockery of Allah Ta'ala's commandments. And they went totally against the words of Allah Ta'ala. And they said the words, حِنْطَةٌ, that we want seeds of حَبَّةٌ فِي حِنْطَةٍ, that the seeds of barley that we are asking Allah Ta'ala of that. So in other words, they made an open mockery of Allah Ta'ala and they entered in that way. So this was a great wrong which they had committed. From here also we learn, the minute we turn away from the commands of Allah and the way that Allah has prescribed for us through Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will also turn to other ways which really makes a mockery of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, in the forms of our ibadat also. And these people, the Bani Israel also, they thought it was their great wisdom and their great intelligence that they are doing all those things. But it is clear to any person that what great transgression and a mockery of deen they had made. Like that we fall into the same trap. The minute we turn away from the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the outward pattern of our ibadat also changes, which makes it really a mockery. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of this, and the Quran Sharif is a living kitab which was for the teaches us the wrongs of the Bani Israel, and for us also until the day of Qiyamah the Quran Sharif will teach us. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَانْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. پھر اتارا ہم نے ظالموں پر عذاب آسمان سے. Then we sent down a punishment on this people. This punishment was reeds from the skies. Reeds, the Mufassirin, the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum says, it was a pandemic which Allah ta'ala had sent down upon them. And because of the mockery of the deen, Allah sent this pandemic, this plague upon them. And many Sahaba narrate the same, that reeds was this plague. And it is narrated that in 1 hour, 70,000 people had died in that plague. Just in 1 hour. So Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power is above everything. It is for us not to make a mockery of the commands of Allah, not to play around with the rules of Allah Ta'ala, and we must uphold the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Today we are more concerned about upholding man-made protocols, and the protocols of Allah Ta'ala, we just cast them aside as if they don't exist. Whereas that should be our benchmark and that should be our way of living. And with regard to other man-made laws, we should find loopholes in there and leeways, not the opposite which we are doing. We are making man-made laws the actual hallmark for us. And then in Sharia we are trying to find loopholes and leeways. So it shouldn't be that way, but it should be that we make Sharia our standard and that what we are going to stand for. And it is 100% legal to find within laws loopholes and leeways, and these are debated openly in court also. So anyway, for them also Allah Ta'ala had sent this plague, and in 1 hour 70,000 people had died. And all this bima kanu yafsuqun unke udul hukmi par, because they transgressed and broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah sent these conditions upon them. And all this is not just for us, that it is in the Quran and we keep the Quran Sharif in a shelf, or just that we recite it, or just that we perfect the Quran Sharif and read it in beautiful qiraat form, but it is for us to take lesson from here. That is when the Quran Sharif will really benefit us, if we take our lessons and we make our lives accordingly. And if we want to become like the Bani Israel, and we also make a mockery of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and we change our ibadat forms also, then Allah Ta'ala chalks it out clearly, what they had faced will happen to us. And already Allah is giving us a taste of it. May it be a wake-up call, and we correct ourselves and come onto the commands of Allah and the way Allah wants us to live in order for our salvation in this dunya, which is a very small thing compared to the salvation of the akhirat. The real thing is how our mort will come, what our life in the qabr will be on the day of qiyamah, and then what decision will be made, whether of jannat or jahannam. It isn't any small thing, it is a very major thing which we have to be concerned about. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.